Mildura City Mayor Glenn Milne joins us. Very good morning to you, Glenn. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Matt, man. Fantastic.
Well, that's terrific. And I believe you're having some breakfast at the St. Joseph's School at the moment, is that right?
Yeah, we're down at Mercy Theatre, and there's a school breakfast program that runs in Mildura. 15 schools are involved. It's been running since 2014. We're getting a bit of a rundown on that, and it's about local organisations and councils also involved. They put in money to help feed some of the kids before they go to school and make sure everybody gets good breakfast and they're ready to learn. And fantastic program. So it's good to be down here and hear about what they're doing.
That's terrific, mate. So what's on the brekkie menu?
Oh, look, I've thought about, you know, coming in here every morning because they've got tomatoes, they've got eggs, they've got toast, they've got all sorts of stuff, muesli, fruit all chopped up beautiful. Great cooked breakfast, so it's better than I get at home, better than a couple of weeks.
The other thing I want to touch on is the $440 million rail project, opening up so many local opportunities here in Mildura and Sunraysia along the rail line. It's a terrific concept, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's fantastic that the government is wanting to feed the jobs back into the local community, encouraging people to be involved, local businesses, to make sure that they put into supply, you know, the various things that are needed there. And the work's already started. You know, I've been watching. I drove down to Hatter or somewhere over here the other day, and there's already work being done pulling up the line and starting to move it over. So there's going to be a lot of work there, and it's good if the locals can get involved where they can, and certainly see some of the money flowing back into our community. And at the end of it all, too, we're going to have a better train service, which will help us as a community because it just helps our economy, and we've got a more reliable freight line. The guys that are running the trains will be far happier. The farmers will be happier. They'll get their stuff down there on time and into the docks. So it's a great outcome for our community.
It certainly is. So they're calling on everyone at the moment, from couriers, also equipment hire companies, transporters, mechanics, rail welders, even sort of like engineers, administrative workers, and so much more. So further details, you can check out the website vline.com.au/Murray Basin Rail. So that's the $440 million rail project. And very, very quickly, your thoughts on Aldi in the supermarket on the corner of 15th and Deakin. A lot of concern there.
Yeah, well, look, I think the community's been waiting for Aldi. They're all asking for it. Mm. So there's always planning issues around siting, et cetera, and they've all got to be ticked off. So I think we've just got to let that process work its way through. And I'm sure Aldi are committed to Mildura, and hopefully it all works out for the best for everybody.
Yeah, terrific. Good on you, Milne. Thank you so much, and we'll catch up again next week. Mildura City Mayor Glenn Milne at Triple M.